Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Our assignment from yesterday, answer this very non-Zen question. Why do you want to work with this particular issue? Record and listen. Note, the obvious answer is, I don't want to suffer. So we encourage you to go beyond the obvious answer. And Sherry, as we were talking about yesterday, what we're in is a process training, and these questions are very, very specific in terms of training ourselves to approach any content of suffering. And so we would encourage people to answer the question, tell us what the answer was, and perhaps what they're seeing about that.
Yes, because the temptation, as we practice more, is just to go to the what we know.
Yes.
You know, well, the voices are, you know, the voices are talking to me. I'm in resistance. I can redirect the attention, those kinds of things. But this is a deeper dive, right, into what's actually going on so that we don't run the danger of kind of skimming along the surface and not really getting to the root of the suffering.
Exactly.
The root of the issue.
Exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hi. This is Therese.
Hello.
Hi. So, wow, I think I'm in shock.
Put yourself in the queue, but who thinks it's ever going to really happen to them?
Right. I mean, I literally just put myself in the queue, so I thought, oh, gosh, it waits until the end of, you know, the end. well, so happy to be back for this new year.
Uh-huh.
And, okay, wow, talk about resistance. there we go. Yesterday was so helpful and very encouraging to know that I think at one point you said yes, and there's other people who feel this way, and I thought my hand was up in the air. so the piece that I'm looking at around self-care is, so what came, the word that came up for me was balance. And then when I looked more deeply, it was creating a compassionate schedule.
Uh-huh.
Because at first it was creating a realistic is the one that came up, which I realized is true, and yet that felt sort of not really the word.
Kind of a setup.
Yeah, uh-huh. A little bit of a setup for sure. So compassionate schedule.
Okay, now you're going to answer the why, right? Why do you want to set up a compassionate schedule?
Right, because what I saw was the most compassionate self-care I ever received was the time I lived at the monastery.
Mm-hmm.
And because there's a schedule, and it's very clear that you wake up and you, and I thought, you know, I was, when I, you know, I come back to this whole, you know, I was a seven, blah, blah, blah. But really the reality is that schedules scare ego, not this human anymore, but really that was
right.
Like, oh, I don't want to be on a schedule. And,
don't,
you know, and now that
in.
Life is full with other people to consider in it, I've always gotten talked out of, and like yesterday, as everyone's saying, this human is the last person to get self-care. Even though when you're on the airplane, whose mask
That's
do you
right.
put on first?
That's right.
That's I am
right.
not putting my mask on first.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of resistance, and then it feels like there's just a lot around that, around like, I don't know how to do it. You know, life reality is it is very full with three other humans in my household to consider and manage.
Well,
Therese,
may I?
Yes, please.
Just as a place to look. Okay, because when you're looking at your full life, what you keep going back to is three other human beings.
Right. Instead
right?
of four.
So there, yeah. But in fact, there are four human beings,
And I'm guessing then the answer, or projecting that the answer for you to that why question is you want to include all four people.
Right.
In consideration. Not one is servant to the other three who, and that's such a place that we've been deeply trained into, especially as women.
Mm-hmm.
Especially as women. We are the servants. We need to make sure everybody else is taken care of, and then when everybody else is fine and happy, if there are any crumbs left on the table, right? So you cook the meal, you serve the meal, you clean up the meal, and if there's anything left on anywhere, then that's your portion.
Mm-hmm.
And it serves ego, but it really doesn't serve anybody else, including the other members of our family.
Right.
Who are not served by that kind of self-sacrifice.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there it is. It's just all, yeah. So that, yeah, it's brought up a lot of good stuff to see, the layers.
Mm-hmm.
That keep self-care for this human really low on the list.
Yeah, and so it might be fun to do a little exercise, like what goes through the members of your family, you know, what do I want for him, what do I want for him,
yeah.
What do I want for her, and just see what the what you want for them and why you want it for them, and then you've got your projections that you get to own.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Very good.
All right. And then you'll let us know.
I will let you know.
Okay.
Thank you. Jay. Okay.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye. Jay.
What was dropping
I've got
in
a
me,
lot of, Ashwini, I've got a lot of echo. Are you hearing it?
Yes, me too. But I'm not sure where it's coming from.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll
it just
proceed
went away.
Then.
Actually, it might be might have been Teresa's correct connection.
Okay.
The thing that was dropping in for me around this particular question, especially in this conversation that you had with Therese, is that sometimes when we sit with why, there's a way in which we zero in on the aspect of intelligence that gets returned to intelligence when the specific suffering is removed. What I was hearing so much about that in that conversation about not being excluded, but what's compassionate for all. Those are the attributes of life that don't get to be because the suffering is maintained around this specific area of content. And it's just good to be aware of that. That's what gets to be when the suffering is transcended.
Yeah, and what I heard you say yesterday and today is the importance of going deep into this is that without that, so, I mean, we know Therese, so we have to know her kids are little. And so that's a lot of years where that kind of suffering is perpetuated. And then we know from watching ourselves that even when the circumstances change, if we don't address the underlying karma, we're just going to replicate that somewhere else. We'll be steered into situations that will allow ego to continue to do what it does to take our lives.
Exactly, and furthermore, what you just said, that you asked a very pertinent question. I'm aware of my process, but I don't know the how of creating a balanced or compassionate schedule. And that's really what we're trying to assess, not only what the suffering process is, but how the suffering maintains that specific thing that we aren't able to do that would allow us to not suffer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. How does it do that? Not just that it does it, but how does it do it?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's hear from our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, this is Eleanor.
Hello, Georgia. Eleanor.
Good afternoon, good morning. Hi.
Good afternoon. Good morning. Good evening.
Good. Well, yeah, oh, exactly. Excuse me, people who I left out in this worldly
the
practice
folks
we have.
The pond. Yeah.
Exactly, exactly. So I'm looking forward to a little support here on looking at why. So when I first read the original assignment, it was all about letting the stress and pressure take over my life and not being any of that song in it of the hummingbird, that if the stress took over, there was no song.
Mm-hmm.
And then, then it came to working with, to help that, would be my morning practice, which is everything, meditation, recording, listening, you know, mat work, yoga. And that has become shorter and shorter. And I think, and so why, of course, is I know it can be done and it can be better. But I think one of the reasons that I'm seeing at this point is that to look at that is because it's first thing in the morning. And if I let that condition, that reaction, that whatever voice take over me first thing in the morning, then the day's probably not going to go as well.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that's why, but it looks like a good thing to look at because of that. Not only because I'd like to increase that practice and look at why I'm not doing it as much, but also because it's that time of day that's critical, really.
Right. Well, there are two points. The first one, to take us back to what Ashwini was just pointing at, you're on to now is how does it do that? You know it happens.
Uh-huh.
And the why of it is multifaceted, isn't it? And the main one that you're seeing is then that system exerts control over you. What it proves is it can make you do what it wants. It can stop you from doing what it doesn't want you to do. So, and which is probably not so much about anything else than that, right? It's just you will do what I say. And
exactly.
And,
yeah. Yes. Yes, because I've been seeing what it's doing for a long time. I know I don't want to do it the way I'm doing it, and it does that, and it goes on from there.
And so now, each morning, you get to get up and look at how it does that to you. And, of course, what we can all expect is for the next two or three mornings, there will be almost no resistance, right? Because you're watching it. You've got both eyes right smack on, okay, show me what you got. Nothing going on over here, Eleanor. It's fine. Go ahead. Do your practice. Knock yourself out. Right? And then slowly we kind of lose sight of that because there's no problem. Everything's fine. And then boop, before we know it, I'm back to the old, it's shorter and shorter and shorter.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so kind of keep the recorder close by but hidden from ego. Now, make sure I have it where I can record any of the observations that I see.
Exactly so. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great
don't forget to have it with you when ego has decided to wait for later in the day, say, to have a conversation with you.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm excited about the year. Thank you both so much.
Oh, you're welcome. You have fun now, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Eleanor. The other fascinating thing that was dropping in when you were talking to Eleanor, Sherry, is just that the facet of ego that we're taking on for ourselves in each of these content areas, because I heard exclusion in Therese and control in Eleanor's, right?
Uh-huh,
I mean, that's also interesting to see that the part, is it comparison? Is it identity? It's interesting to see that
the specific.
How does it manifest? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And what we're going to see, I imagine, as we go along, is that those elements are always contained in everything we're up against. So there's an element of being controlled. There's an element of comparison and distraction and that sort of thing.
but to see which one specifically it is in this case, how is it happening? How is it being done in this case? It's going to give us such a good insight into all of the ways that ego does what it does to us.
Exactly. Mm. All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourselves?
Hi, this is Sherry.
Hey,
happy
Sherry.
To be here. Hello.
Happy to be here.
I'm out walking.
By
the
way,
baby.
Sherry. Sherry, yes. before you say anything else, since you said that, I will tell you that those T-shirts are on their way.
Yay!
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
there's going to be
fun.
A little notification pretty soon. They'll be available through Keep It Simple. Yeah, I'm very excited about that. So go ahead.
I am very excited, too. Yes. So as happened a lot, especially at the end of last year, I noticed that the looking changed a lot as the day went on. And I'm really, that's one of the things I think I'm most grateful for about these year-long practices is that I made a recording first thing, and I know what came up as my why first thing had a lot to do with fear. Like, it's important because as I grow older, you know, I don't want to lose mobility, or I don't want to lose my eyesight, or I don't want to, there was a lot of I don't want us, like scared. You know, I have to take care of myself because of some scary something.
Ooh.
But then as the day went on, especially like the last recording I made was about the miracle of this body and like how incredible, like I was just like filled with wonder, you know, this body, it can see, it can hear, it can walk, it can feel things, it can taste things. And my final recording was the why is like, oh my gosh, what a great friend I want to steward.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So your why is that you want to move out of a fear conversation and into the ongoing clarity that you want to steward this physical form that is enabling everything that happens in your life.
Oh, I love the way you said that. Yeah, that's awesome. Yes, 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 absolutely.
Those are kind of the two choices, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And until you said it that way, I don't think I quite saw that whole picture, that it's like, actually, how often when I'm doing yoga, for instance, am I hearing those fear voices instead of like, oh, this is awesome. I love you, body. Like, I can't believe you can stretch this way, you know?
Mm-hmm. And we talked a little bit with Colin about that yesterday. So I think in 100 years, maybe less, I hope less, medical science is going to realize the profound effect that what we think and what we say has on the body.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Because again, if I'm walking around behind you saying, God, be careful, Sherry, be careful. You could hurt. If you hurt your knees, that's it. If your back goes, there's no more yoga for you, you know, and you're going to get old and you're going to be blind and you're going to be, you know, I mean, that would not be a happy place to live. And yet something very similar to that is going on all the time inside our minds.
Yes, yes, yep. And I did love that conversation that you had yesterday. And, you know, there's, I agree with you, you know, I don't think it's going to be 100 years, though. I think that there's so much information coming out now about that, like the impact and this whole retreat, I'm just seeing that as like, wow. Even now, like I'm out walking around and it's like the difference of, it just feels good, you know,
mm-hmm.
It feels good to walk. How lucky.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you, ankles.
Yes.
Thank you, feet. Thank you, knees.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you, brain. Like, I think you said this yesterday, and I was so struck. It's so true. Like, that we can get up and walk is just, like, a crazy miracle. Like, how does our brains somehow operate things?
Yeah.
We don't have to do anything?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We don't have to be aware at all. And yet we can be, right? We can be right there for every single second of it, which is, as we keep talking about, is a much happier place to live.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so thank you. And I'm really grateful for the way that you framed, you know, what it is I'm looking at, so that it's like I really, you know, just like we're saying with everything, you know, to just be really aware, okay, when I'm doing the yoga or walking or whatever, what are the messages?
Right. Well, and how do you go from, since you're looking at it at that level, how do you go from, thank you, knees, to pulled into a story of the future and how this is not, and or you're walking around and, oh, and that building is gone and nobody's taking care of that, and, oh, God, that ugly thing is going to, and, that put a parking lot for God. Yeah?
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. yes. Yep, yep,
okay.
I hear you.
How do we go from one to the other? Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you, Deepika Show.
And to you, bye-bye.
Thank you, Sherry. That was wonderful. That was another one of those identifications of fear as the ego and presence and being here in caring as the motivation for the why, right? It, mm-hmm. it really brings us mm-hmm. in touch with awareness, the quality of awareness that is being taken
yes,
away
yes.
by the conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. And
right.
with what I'm so struck by the way you were talking about it earlier, that with that, as we break it down, the how that happens, the how is basically the same for all of us. But the mm-hmm. specifics of it, what I fall for, I mean, you just mm-hmm. heard it in what I just said. Mm-hmm. When I'm out mm-hmm. walking around, that's what I'm going to fall for if I get pulled away from thank you, feet. Thank you, flowers. Mm-hmm. Thank you, blue sky. Right? So mm-hmm. how does that happen for each one of us?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And to know that that would be the topic of focus.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because
so
caring
when I
is
hear
at
that,
the root of it. Yeah.
Yeah. When I hear that, it catches my attention. It does mm-hmm. not do its damage unnoticed.
Yes. Exactly. Okay. Well, I think we have time for a couple more callers. So here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Absolutely.
Hello? Hi, this is Vanessa.
Hey, Vanessa.
Hey.
Maybe you can't hear me. I can hear you.
Okay, I can hear you now.
Okay, good.
Okay. Yes. So I get, let's see. I was looking at the why, and it seems very similar to what a couple other callers said, that like when I looked at self-care, I see that there's a lot of stuff that I'm doing, but there's no I get no credit for it. And I don't get, like, the human being who doesn't get credit for it, and there isn't that sense of caring and love, you know, while it's being done.
So it's part of your to-do list.
Exactly.
And as you're doing
exactly.
it, you're perhaps in a conversation about how you should do it more, or this really isn't enough, or something else that you should be doing that's a higher priority than that, whatever that conversation is. Yeah. And
mm-hmm.
then when it's over, at some other point, you get told that you're really not doing enough. You're really not taking care of yourself.
Right. That it didn't really even, doesn't count. Whatever it was, wasn't it.
okay, Vanessa, just, right there. Right there. We could just stop right there, right? That's the bottom line of the conversation. Whatever it is, that wasn't it.
Yeah.
Whatever you did, that wasn't it. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes. Yeah. Well, the thing that I notice about the way that things get on the to-do list is that they're all things that I love to do, and it's just a way of taking away all the things that I love to do and getting it so that I don't enjoy them. That, you know, it just becomes another thing and another thing, and then maybe they don't even get done. And then ego gets to flip to the other side of, well, you're not even doing them. You know, it just...
It's so ugly, isn't it? Just take all the fun out of life and then say, you know, you're just not a fun person.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so then the other thing that I saw around that was, so it gets me up into a conversation about, like, you know, how this isn't enough, or you're, you know, whatever it is, you know, or you're not even doing it. Like, it gets me so distracted that I don't even notice that I'm doing all these things.
Mm-hmm.
And then there may be, I think it was somebody mentioned it yesterday, just that I'm all in that conversation. So whatever information I might be getting by, you know, doing those same things in love with care, of like a way that might be a different way to do it, none of that information can come in either.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
I suspect that's the whole point. That is the whole point of what we're up against. That as long as we're drawn into that negative conversation, and negative is from all the way from mildly unpleasant to completely despicable, right? But it's that negative conversation. It's so all-consuming. And, of course, with our practice, we talk endlessly about something wrong and not enough. I think if we listen to what everybody reports on the internal conversation, that's it. It's either something's wrong or there's not enough. And there's not enough time. There's something wrong with you. You should be, you know, whatever it is. Those are the two basic components. And that negativity is so all-consuming that nothing can reach us. No light, no joy, no gratitude, no, I mean, it just, when that comes through, it startles us, right? Because it's so different from the regular landscape.
Yeah, so that really feels like what I want to bring to the self-care is that sort of that loving embrace, because one, there's someone who really wants that and to recognize that that's being given and to receive that, but also because I feel like, who knows what I'm going to see, you know, like all that other information can come in then
as you clear the channels.
Exactly. Yeah.
And what occurred to me as you were describing that, Vanessa, is that one of our ways around this is, so if I commit to self-care, whatever that is, and I commit to being really present, open, here, loving, receiving during that time, that will be transformative. But that attitude of mind we can bring to every moment of our lives. So even if we just started expanding it, so maybe I'm going to spend, I don't know, an hour a day in this self-care mode. But what if I spend another hour in the day just in the attitude of mind and heart that I bring, that I choose to bring to the self-care? What would that be like? No voices, just here, just in gratitude, in appreciation, loving the human, glad for this life. What might that be like?
Right. Yes.
Mm.
Yeah, while, because ego is like, well, you'll just want to, you know, lounge around and bask. You won't do anything. And it's like, no, I don't think that's true. I can be doing that and basking.
Yes.
Doing whatever
yes, exactly.
it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here's the radical concept. I could enjoy my whole life. Wow. That's that's outrageous. And what you said is so important. That's the gun that self-hate keeps at people's head. You know, oh, sure, you just turn into a lazy slug. You're going to wind up destitute. You're going to be on the street. You're going to have your own shopping cart. Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You start enjoying
things. never been your experience. Yeah. So to take the challenge,
Right. Okay,
well, let's see. Let's see how I am when I'm really
joyful.
Let's see if I turn into a lazy, destitute slug. If I do, then I'll go back to self-hate. But until then, I'm gonna do the experiment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds like fun.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Ashwin.
Thanks, Vanessa.
Bye.
So control, fear, negation. I think that's what I heard in that. They're completely not being vivaciously and alive and enjoying our lives.
Mhm. Mhm. And threat, right? Which
and
is
threat. Mm-hmm.
A different aspect of fear, right? Being threatened with how you're going to be unless you live in the grip of that negativity.
Mhm. Yeah. Well, that brings us to the end of a very fun show, Sherry. It's only day two, and here's our assignment for day three.
It's only day two, and we're already having a good time. Oh, my gosh.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. Okay, here it is. For the next 24 hours, get as comprehensive a picture as you can of what you hear in your head about this issue. Keep the issue in front of your awareness, and this is what you suffer over, as you go about your day. Each time you become aware that attention is on the issue, notice what the voices are saying and jot it down.
So just to be clear, if I decide I want to meditate every day, then any time during the day that subject comes up, is that what you're describing?
Yes, and also because we want to avoid exactly what the voices are saying, what will do, that they'll go silent, just to keep meditation, that you want to meditate, in the front of your awareness so the voices can do their thing and we can watch it.
It's the red flag in front of the bull.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Good.
And
well,
also,
thank you.
Just, as we're going around, when your attention goes to, I'd like to meditate or I'd like to take care of myself, what do the voices say? I mean, just to make sure that it's like doing a process map almost. We want to capture all the voices.
Getting a comprehensive list of their tactics.
Around the subject,
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you, Ashwini.
Thank you,
everybody. Manana.
Go happy.
Go happy.